Okay, hello everyone. My name is Amy Newelt. I am actually now no longer a fellow with the CDC, so I do not need to get in trouble for not having the CDC logo up there anymore. I am an employee now of the Public Health Institute, which is a large nonprofit based out of Oakland, California. And the system that I'm going to be talking about today, Public Health Data Solutions System, is part of a larger population health data initiative that we have at Public Health Institute. We're trying to put a lot of effort into our internal programs. We have about 200 different projects and programs that we operate out of PHI, and also some of the programs that we provide support to externally outside of PHI, really support them in thinking about how to use population health data more effectively. Aligned with this movement of data democratization, making sure that public data is publicly available and that folks in local health departments and nonprofits don't have to spend as much time going to the U.S. Census website, going and pulling public data from lots of different places, but how can we help them find systems where it's really easy for them to access the data that they need in order to measure their work and look at population health outcomes. And in that way, they can focus more on implementation and some more of the downstream work that they need to do as opposed to a lot of time on the data itself. So that's Public Health Data Solutions. That's the work that we're doing at the Public Health Institute. And one application is a system that we've developed for our CA for Health program. And CA for Health is a community transformation grant that we operate out of the Public Health Institute. Just so I have a sense, could you please raise your hand if you've heard of the CDC Community Transformation Grant program? Oh, okay, great, okay. So just as kind of a basic kind of quick review, the Community Transformation Grant program is out of the CDC, and it is funding out of the Public Health Prevention Fund as a part of the Affordable Care Act. And it's funding that has gone to state and local communities to implement community-based prevention strategies. So CA for Health is the community transformation grant that we have at PHI for rural counties throughout California. The blue counties that you're seeing here on this map of California are the 12 counties that we provide direct funding and support to for this program. And then the yellow, goldish counties are all of the counties that are also rural that we provide technical assistance to, but don't work with as intensively and do not provide direct funding to as part of our community transformation grant. And so the development of the PHDS system was really a way that to enable our county partners in those different blue and gold counties to be able to collaborate, stay connected, store and share their program materials, and visualize their data. Going back to the map that you saw before, all the way up north we have Siskiyou County on the border of Oregon, and all the way at the bottom you see in blue Imperial County on the border of Mexico. So, I mean, these are program partners who are doing similar strategies, but are incredibly far from one another and maybe get one chance a year to be able to meet in Sacramento to work face-to-face. So this is an online system that I'm going to show you that enables them to be able to collaborate in a better way and use data more effectively as part of the CA for Health program. So the Public Health Data Solutions System that we developed for our CA for Health program has three main applications. One is around communications, so helping our partners in these different counties be able to communicate online with one another and share some of the different impacts that they're having in the community, show stories of what each other is doing. I think one important thing that we found in operating a pretty regionally dispersed program is that folks want to know what each other is doing. If they're working in smoke-free multi-unit housing, which is one of our areas, or reducing sugar sweet beverage consumption in schools, they want to know what's happening in Calaveras County so that they can learn from those applications for what's happening in Madera County. So the communication, that internal communication piece is really critical. The second piece is content management. So there's a back end to the system that allows folks to be able to store documents, materials, presentations, what have you, that they can share with one another. And it also serves as an archive for us in terms of the different deliverables that we're meeting with our program. And then the third area, which is what I'm going to focus on the most today, given the nature of this particular presentation, is the data mapping and report feature. So many of these small local health departments, the rural health departments, they do not have an epidemiologist. So how can we have folks at these local health departments have easy access to data and GIS tools that they can visualize their work and be able to create maps that they can communicate to their local city councils and what have you without the help of an epidemiologist on staff? Here's the top five reasons that we have for our county partners to use it. So kind of going back to those three features, it's an opportunity for them to be able to stay connected, share and learn from one another, tell the story of what they're doing, collaborate, and visualize their data. So let's see if the internet cooperates. And if so, I will do a live demo. Okay. So at this point, our site is password protected. But there are aspects of the site that are actually going to, let me make sure I'm focusing on what my password is. There are parts of the site that are eventually going to be going public so that other folks can be able to see what we're doing with this initiative as well. I'll stop and say that this system was technically built by our partners at the Institute for People, Place, and Possibility, IP3. They're a fantastic group. How many folks have heard of the Community Commons online system before? Is that something you've heard of before? Okay, great. So we work closely with them. They built the back end for this particular system, and the data draws from their repository. If you haven't heard of the Community Commons, I certainly recommend taking a look, and you can register for free and get access to their data visualization tools as well. So this is the home page for our site. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but we do have web pages, specific landing pages for our different strategic areas that we work on and for each of our counties. Also a scroller with featured content, highlights of what's happening in the different communities, reminders, announcements, calendars, some of those kind of programmatic aspects. What I'll focus on right now is showing you the data. And I'll start with our reporting tool. So this first data tool that I'll show you is for generating a data report. And what we specifically aim to do with these tools is make sure that we're not using all the data that's available, but really focusing on those specific population health metrics that align with the initiatives that we have for this program to make it as easy and streamlined as possible. So what folks can do is they can pick any county in California, or they can pick it as a cluster, especially for our evaluators. This is very helpful to think about those 12 blue intensive counties I showed you on the map as compared to our partner counties. So this will do those aggregates as well. For now, I'll show you my home county of Alameda County, which is where Oakland, California is. And I press select, and what this just did is generated a report of about, I think at this point, maybe 100 metrics for Alameda County. I could have actually also picked two, three counties and it would show it for all of those counties as well. And is giving me a host of data that I can look at and analyze as a map, as charts, breakdowns by race, ethnicity where available, and also download the data into Excel. So I'm going to show you up at the top, and that did that incredibly quickly, as you can tell, so that saves a lot of time for folks. Folks can download this report into a Word document, which is really helpful. That means they can add text, remove text if they're using it for their own specific report, or if they want to cut out pieces for a presentation. This first section you're looking at are our demographic variables. I will go into, and these are our four strategic areas that we work on as part of the CA for Health program, tobacco-free living, active living, healthy eating, third and fourth. I'm going to go to the active living, healthy eating tab and show you an example from there. So one thing we can look at is we do have some Nielsen data in here on soft drink expenditure, for example. This is showing us the county percentile, so you have some data where available in tabular format. You can also look at it as a map, and I can open that in a second. And also for all of these metrics, you do have in the footnotes the background on the data source and the methodology. So again, very useful in terms of having that readily available. We can also look at physical activity. And here's a county level metric. And again, I showed one county for now. You could have shown multiple. but you have some other visual cues to get a quick comparison and visual of how Alameda County compares with benchmarks. So we're seeing that the percent of the population with no leisure time for physical or no physical activity is in green. It would be in red if it was worse, but green, like a stoplight's better, and it's showing that it's better compared to some of our other benchmarks. So I'm going to go back to the data page. Let's see how I am for time. And then quickly show you some features in our mapping room. So when you go into our map environment, our default layer is population density. And you can see highlighted our intensive counties that we work with. We can turn off that layer here. And I actually usually start with this particular metric because one important aspect of our initiative, of our program, is that it is focused on rural counties. And folks often think of California as being a pretty urban place. Certainly we do have urban places, but the counties we work with for this program are fairly rural. Oops. So you can switch between density and total, different geographic levels. You can add on, county boundaries, zip code level, satellite maps. You have a lot of those different types of features. And also you can add data. So this data is all pulled from IP3, the folks who build the Community Commons, their extensive data library that they update very regularly. But we have a specific tab for our program and the metrics that we're looking at. So you can, folks can either search by keyword or they can look through the specific areas that we're working on. And add particular metrics that they would want to look at. So I'm going to add two here. Turn off our population density. And what we're looking at now, the dots on the map are schools throughout California. And the darker colors, the more red, are students, the higher percentage of students that are eligible for free and reduced price lunch. What I'm going to do up here, let's go to Oakland, California. Okay, so the circles you're seeing are schools. Again, red and darker orange are higher percentage of students who are eligible for free and reduced price lunches. And then the layer below that you're looking at with the blues and the oranges are showing you the modified retail food index score, which is an index from CDC that shows availability of healthy foods with my census tract. So no healthy retail food outlets, no access, are in these orange blocks here. And you can click on a particular area of the map and get the underlying data and information there as well. One thing that we've done with this system and our county partners is really train them on how to use these data. So they can export this map to put into a presentation, but they can also do some basic analyses. So they can query the data, and let's say they wanted to identify those particular schools in which over 85% of students were eligible for free and reduced price lunch. They could quickly pull up that information. It gives you all of the information you would need identifying those 49 schools in this area. So that can help in terms of focusing their resources for their particular program objectives. So that's a quick overview of the system, giving you a demonstration. I'm happy to take questions as we take questions for all three of us, but thank you very much for attending today.
Okay, and now we are ready for questions and answers. Are there any questions to either of our panelists? Are there any comments? Question. Okay. You want to stand so your voice will carry.
Sure.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know what the underlying technology platform that you use to build the system here. So how are you doing the data hosting and the and not posting this? What did you guys, and maybe a little bit about the choices you made about how to do this, like why this rather than other things you might have thought about?
Well, in terms of the underlying technology, this is all hosted on servers at the University of Missouri with our partners, IP3, who build these tools in addition to the Community Commons. They've built similar systems in addition for Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, YMCA. And the idea of going with them and using this technology is that they're building systems so that instead of having to build a bunch of discrete different tools for these different programs, eventually they're all going to be housed on the same underlying architecture that they've built over there so that folks can access each other's data. It's all Esri ArcGIS server.
So this is an ArcGIS server hosted at the University.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amy. My question is, how is this different? I'm very familiar with Community Commons.
Okay.
And I noticed initially when you pulled up that initial queue that it looks almost exactly like Community Commons.
Yep.
Because it pulls that data.
Right.
So how is this different? How is what you have? I noticed it's organized by the four different CTV main areas, but beyond that, how is it different?
Some of the data, we're able to upload our own data, our own program metrics. I gave examples that are you can also get pull from the Community Commons. But for example, we've done some of our own field polling as a part of our program to get some attitudinal data among the different counties on certain initiatives. We've collected data in different ways that are available for the specific system that you wouldn't be able to find on the Community Commons. So the underlying the data that's pulled that is publicly available national data, it's all the same, but we've added some of our own specific local data that we've collected for this program.
Okay. Other questions? Yes.
I can speak to that. So all of the information that I did at the aggregate level is based on specific patient level information. So we're given the patient records by our partner Ogra Foundation, and we're given it with all of the specific obstetric fistula information and just the patient ID number, so no name. And sort of ways of dealing with that is, you know, the one view of all of the patients was actually a fairly far out view where those dots are not actually, I mean, they're covering a fairly large area in terms of not a specific household. And then also partially due to the accuracy with which we were able to geolocate the individual home locations, and then as well thinking of patient confidentiality, that's why we went with geographic aggregation in those to sort of like the smallest, those are smaller than sort of like zip code areas that would be, so just dealing with it in that way.
Other questions? In the panelists, do you have any other additional comments you'd like to make? Oh, there was another question. I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Oh, for the
want to stand up so we can hear you? Okay.
Almost all of it. And we're going to have to finalize some data agreements. Again, almost all the data examples I showed are already publicly available on the Community Commons. You can do all of this, what I just showed you, for free on the Community Commons right now. But the other aspects of this site, some of the content management, those pieces, what's really nice about the system that we've built is that we have different privacy levels, so that if there are certain data that are collected, or if there's certain aspects of the site, certain materials we've uploaded and shared that we want to keep private just for folks that are part of this program, we can have some of those security levels. I would say within the next 6 to 9 months, this site will have public-facing aspects to it.
Other questions? If not, we want to thank our presenters, first of all, for the information that they have shared with us, and we want to thank you for attending this session. and we hope we'll see all of you in New Orleans this time next year. Thank you.
Thank you.